This podcast is sponsored by WordSprint, helping you stay in touch with your tribe and looking good.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey, it's Hugh. I'm back with session number 83. This is a tough one. It's about physical, bread for the journey. Well, we take care of our bodies by moving. And I'm speaking to you in a place where I've been too busy and neglected the movement. So part of this is reviewing my commitment to staying healthy by exercising in a commitment to move back into the space where I was when I first wrote this blog, and I'm turning into a podcast. Podcast 83 is part of the series Bread for the Journey, short, focused sessions about the journey we're on, caring for the whole person. Converting passion to profit means we must care for ourselves. Work on your business harder than you work on yourself, Jim Rohn said. Jim Rohn also said, take care of your body. It's the only place that you have to live. Podcast number 83. Boy, we got here fast. Effective leadership and physical fitness do resonate. We eat to care for our bodies nutritionally. Bread is feeding our body. Exercise is like bread in that it sustains our health. To care for our bodies, we exercise. Research has proven how sitting most of the day is detrimental to our health. We must move in order to remain healthy. Effective leaders are fit. That's it. We must be fit in order to be our best. When I blogged about running and leadership, and I'll put a link in about that, there was a whole series of leadership lessons around running. I was influenced by my own writing. I was now accountable to the readers for what I had committed to do, to be fit and to run on a regular basis. I then began sharing my running times and distances on social media. Since I have over 275,000 people that follow me on social media, I am motivated by the accountability part of this. I've committed to do it. That's going to motivate me. Recently, I discovered an infographic about our health. Here it is. Are you sitting too much? It's really a cartoon. There's so many articles, so much research. When I schedule my appointments during the day, they're 25-minute appointments for calls, 50-minute coaching calls, 5-0. So the 25 gives me a 5-minute break to stand up and move. 50 gives me 10 minutes. So every hour, there's 10 minutes of movement. I build in movement to my day. Ask me if I always move? No. My intent is to get better every day. The signal goes off, I'm moving. 25, 5, 25, 5, 50, 10. Every hour, I've moved at least once or twice. Sometimes during a client call, I will walk in the yard. I'm keeping my circulation going. I'm focusing. So my commitment is to not sit all day. Get up and move. How much more effective can we all be if we commit to some form of regular fitness? Swimming, running, exercising of some sort. This is Hugh Ballew. Orchestrating success depends on being healthy. We need to move, keep the body tuned up. Please go to HughBallewPodcast.com. Takes you to my page. with all the podcasts. Find the ones you want to comment on. Let's have a two-way conversation. How are you working on yourself so that your brilliance translates to profit? Convert your passion to profit, orchestrating success. I'll see you on the next session of Bread for the Journey.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.